A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
No, Tony, we're going to start with Christmas because a listener got in touch and it came up briefly in the context of another discussion about older adults moving home with their parents this week, which is a political controversy. But the listener says, Jerry, on the subject of women doing everything in the home, would Tony McGinley have any advice to those of us who end up stressed in the run-up and totally wrecked by Christmas? The cleaning, the cooking, the decorating, gifting, hosting, etc., etc., etc. Wanting to have everything perfect. The more we do, the more the rest of the household seems to chill out, all male in our home, thus creating tension and resentment all around. Hearing, make Christmas for everyone, or make this Christmas extra special from all the ads, is enough to drive one off one's head. Happy Christmas indeed. What do we think, Tony?
It's not a Christmas problem. And what I would say to this person is, cop yourself on here. Because there's a saying I remember when I was studying psychology years ago. I can't remember who it's from, but it stuck with me and has always stuck with me. The more responsible you become, the less responsible others become. And that's in any family group or group of people in a work situation, whatever. If somebody starts picking up all the bits and pieces, the others will stand back. And it's a natural human laziness that's in, well, not everybody, but it's in a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, they're taking care of that, so I can just relax here. It's being done for me by somebody else.
Exactly. And, you know, in a way, you can't blame them. It's a lazy man's way, all right, but it's a natural response. Even animals, you know, I've watched dogs and behavior like that. And, you know, there are active ones and less active ones. And it's the same with human beings. Now, the answer to that question there is stop doing everything. Stop getting everything. Let somebody else do it.
And what happens if Christmas falls apart as a result? Or maybe the expectation of Christmas. Is that the key thing here, Tony? The expectations.
I mean, who's expecting it? And if they're expecting it and not doing anything about it, and it doesn't turn out the way they want, who's to blame? And but again, it may be the wrong thing to try and do that thing on a one-off basis, like Christmas or whatever, you know. It basically, that's a problem that should be discussed over time. And what I would say to any woman or man that is in that sort of situation where they're doing everything and everybody else is sitting back and then watching the telly or whatever, is start backing off. Start backing off doing stuff. Don't do things that other people should be doing.
What interesting. What about delegation, Tony? Is it a question of delegating and saying, right, we're all going to pitch in. You need to do this, I'll do that, the other person does this. That's a way of preventing the resentment this person is talking about.
That really doesn't work. I mean, because there's another situation in my head which really brings in that whole thing of delegating. It's where one person tries to direct other people to do what they expect.
Oh, is it a tyrant's charter, Tony, is what you're saying? You could take it. You could make a tyrant out of it.
It could turn the wife or whoever's doing the work into a tyrant, or perceived tyrant by the others. And all right, it might get done today, but it won't get done tomorrow and next day. And so, what you really have to do in a situation like that is to one, understand what's happening, and it's a normal. It's not abnormal. It's a fairly normal human behavior that if somebody else is doing it, I'm sitting back watching the telly, reading my book or whatever. And what needs to happen is they back off by degrees. You know, stop doing this, stop doing all the shopping, stop doing all the cleaning, and let stuff build up around the place. And eventually they'll come down and say, well, why don't you clean it?
Does that prompt a discussion then and a resharing of the chores, should we call it that way? A real assignment of who does what.
That's exactly, you put your finger right on it there, Jerry. That's what you aim to do. You aim to get a discussion and a conversation
going about how we organise things in the home and how that goes towards Christmas. Yeah. Okay, Tony, stay with me. We're going to talk more about this and we've other queries to get to as well. We're going to get to these first and we'll have more after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
You're on the line with Tony McGinley for A Problem Shared. Tony, continuing on from our query from the listener about expectations and tension and resentment at home when all the work is done by one person and the other has all stepped back. The listener says, to add to my rant at Christmas, for women in particular, hair, nails, eyebrows, makeup, perfume, outfit all to be perfect too. So you'd need to be an absolute superwoman. And doesn't that go back then to that expectation issue, Tony? The perfect Christmas,
yeah,
the perfect person delivering it.
Individual's expectation. That's absolutely right, yeah. I mean, there's no rule that says anybody has to have their nails painted, their hair done, their eyebrows done. You know, the human race didn't start that way. And we invented those things. Some people go in for it big time, others don't. And it's in that sort of situation, it's a consultation situation that should happen in every household. Who wants what? What are you expecting everybody else to do? And what are you doing yourself?
And do we blame the consumer society, Tony, for some of it? This idea, and it can irritate people. The companies are looking to sell perfumes and makeup or food, and they're all presenting this idealistic, perfect image of a perfect Christmas that you have to have, otherwise yours isn't perfect. Do we need to ignore all that or not get sucked into it? Is that part of the problem?
Absolutely, Jerry. It's a whole load of bunkum. You know, Christmas, when I was growing up, was a very simple affair. If a child got one toy at Christmas, they were lucky. Yeah. And there was, there was baking of cakes and nice things to eat and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But,
isn't it hard to do, though, Tony? Like, it's hard to manage it because this behavioural psychology has gone into this. There's behavioural science behind the advertising that triggers things in your brain. So it's hard to resist in relation to the overall expectations of it, because lots of people getting in touch with it in relation to about the pressures on families, the pressures on people and all the expectations. We'll get to more on that. We are out of time, unfortunately. Thanks a million for talking to me about it in the programme this morning. We'll have more with Tony next week.